Welcome back, ladies and gents, to the Heralds. We are your heralds of pop culture. I'm Will Wiggy.
I'm Asher Wiggy.
I'm Harrison Hopkins.
And I'm Geller.
We got Geller back. You know what that means? We're back in school.
Oh,
we're back in. You guys are.
Asher's not.
Oh, what's
that? Well, Asher's visiting, but it counts.
Quick question: did you record that episode with Simon?
His name is Simeon, not Simon.
Sorry.
And not yet.
Okay. Okay.
They've been working on the house, so.
We'll talk about our normal stuff then. You said we have a lot of news. We have Geller in because we're going to talk about Star Wars at some point during the episode.
Yep.
Come say hi to your dad, Joe. Asher.
Come say hi.
Asher, that boss is sitting. Come say hi real quick.
Asher?
Yeah, what's up?
It's Brian Wiggy.
What are you doing out there?
He re-enrolled.
Nothing. Don't look.
Nothing, don't look. I've got a video of him.
Hi, Harry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Brian?
Digging the beard, buddy.
Thank you. I have to trim it soon, though. It's starting to look like pubic hair.
Nope. It's that awkward stage. You got to give it a little bit.
You know what? If there's anyone that can give me advice on that, it's you.
It's... Oh, yeah.
You're the beard connoisseurist. All right, Will, let's get into the news.
All right. No, get into the news. You got stuff to do.
I have a video of your son twerking, just so you know.
Oh, no.
All right. Should I Keemstar it?
Yes, get right into it.
Or should I Kevin Smith it? Keemstar or Kevin Smith, which one?
I don't want to get canceled, so Keemstar.
All right, let's get right into the news.
Well, my other option was Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, Kevin Smith is Smith Batman dude. Beyond.
Well, what's Kevin Smith's?
He's the guy who did the He-Man show and he does Batman Beyond?
Is. What's I'm saying, intro? What's his intro?
Oh, he just always talks about how he's drinking or smoking something. Cloves, usually.
We're not doing any of that here, are we?
No. I've got ginger beer and water.
That.
So for DC, The Flash Season 8 will have a 5-part premiere featuring Ryan Wilder as Batwoman, Javisha Leslie.
Why is this show
That's like a fourth of the season.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, it's called Armageddon.
Okay.
And the villain is Despero.
Oh, I like Despero.
Who would be played by Tony Curran.
Is he the one with the like the eye in the middle?
Yeah, he's the one who looks for champions of Earth just to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to feature Ryan Wilder / Batwoman, who's played by Javisha Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Routh is coming back to play Ray Palmer, a.k.a. Adam.
Yeah.
Cress Williams is coming back to play Jefferson Pierce, a.k.a. Black Lightning.
Can Elongated Man come back?
No, and he's canceled, apparently.
I just saw I thought Black Lightning wasn't part of the CW.
Yeah, he is.
He is. He was in the Crisis.
He's on a different Earth.
He has his own. Oh, it's a different
Earth. No, it's all connected now. Remember Crisis on Infinite Earth?
It's all one Earth now after.
I thought they were. I thought it was always just separate, though. Even, like, in the multiverse. It's just. They were just like, no. It's not going to be a part of any of this.
Asher, in the in the Crisis on Infinite Earth crossover. It all became one Earth.
The multiverse got destroyed.
The only other Earths that are known is Earth 2, which is Stargirl. Earth 9, which is Titans. And then Earth 13, I want to say. And then that's Doom Patrol.
What about Superman and Lois?
Earth 1. Prime Earth.
So Cyborg's not even in the same Earth as the other Titans?
Technically, no.
Unfortunately.
But they crossed over in season one of Titans.
Yeah, it was that Earth's Doom Patrol.
Oh, yeah, because it was a different chief, wasn't it?
Yeah. Real Bashir.
Yeah, okay.
And then we also have Oscar Chow returning as Ryan Choi, who later becomes the second Adam, which I'm guessing this is when he'll take the mantle.
Didn't they tease that in the DCEU, too?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, he was in the Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
I think he was just going to be the regular Adam.
Yeah, he was going to be the main one.
Well, I don't think he was going to be Ryan Palmer. I think he was...
He was Ryan Choi.
Yeah, but not Palmer. Yeah. Not like
it was Ryan Choi.
No, he's still himself. He's just in that universe. He's going to be the only Adam, I think.
Yeah.
There might be a Palmer in that universe. I'd like there to be. That'd be like if they went... That'd be like if in the Blue Beetle movie they're making, there's no Ted Kord.
It's just Jaime Reyes.
I hate that. I need Ted Kord.
Yeah.
I even want Dan Garrett.
I think Ted Kord is a better Blue Beetle.
I've been reading the Demon Gold story.
Same.
I like.
Time is the best.
I just like the dynamic between Booster Gold and Blue Beetle.
So like, then, I'm not done. It's a big one, guys.
Oh, it's a big one.
It's a big one.
So then we have Kyler Lee coming back, Lei coming back as Alex Danvers. And apparently she's a superhero named Sentinel now, like a vigilante.
Okay.
And then Kat McNamara is coming back as Mia Queen.
Really trying to do everything they can to make people care about the show again.
I know.
I know. The Flash's 8th season will kick off November 16th with the title Armageddon and feature cavalcade of superpowered guest appearances.
Nice.
Among all the heroes I've already listed.
I don't know.
The log line says a powerful alien threat arrives on Earth under mysterious circumstances, and Barry, Iris, and the rest of Team Flash are pushed to the limits in a desperate battle to save the world. But with time running out and the fate of humanity at stake, Flash and his companions will also need to enlist the help of some old friends if the forces of good are to prevail.
Turns out are they going to have lightsabers again?
I really hope so.
Lightning sabers, guys. Come on.
There was lightning shurikens. There was lightning whips.
Bro, they came down like the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, the lightning. It was dope.
It was wild.
The only thing that ruined that scene is Iris.
Yeah.
Watch this 5-part premiere just be the season.
The whole season.
It's just 5 episodes.
But I've got better news.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it?
DC Fandom is October 16th.
Oh, we haven't talked about DC Fandom yet. Oh.
And it'll feature the Batman trailer.
Yes.
Nice.
The League of Super Pets trailer.
Have they released another trailer since that one Batman trailer or no?
No.
Adam teaser. Flash teaser.
Character of all time.
Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom behind the scenes. Shazam Fury of the Gods behind the scenes. Peacemaker behind the scenes. A show called DMZ, which is a Vertigo comic. Okay. It's getting a behind the scenes along with Naomi. And then a new look at Gotham Knights. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. A sneak peek at the Injustice movie. Harley Quinn Season 3 first look. A cartoon called Aquaman King of Atlantis. As a new look, and then a first look at Batman Caped Crusader, the Catwoman Hunted trailer, and the Young Justice Phantom's new look.
We're not getting a Sweet Tooth Season 2 look?
No, but here's the crazy thing. They're giving us a first look at new look at Gotham Knights, right?
Yeah.
But the game releases on October 16th. That's the next news.
Oh, it comes out this year?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have to get that game. I didn't know about that.
I know. You and I can play together.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But I'm definitely maining as Red Hood.
Speaking of
games. Dude, I'm a Nightwing it, so we're good.
There you go. What's that?
So speaking of games I want to co-op, you guys seen the Midnight Suns trailer?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of...
I need to watch the gameplay video.
Is there one out?
They released it 2 days ago. I haven't watched it yet, but I need to.
What kind of game is it? I don't even know what, like...
I heard it's a turn-based game, so I'm scared.
A turn-based game.
I just have to watch the gameplay trailer.
Yeah, me too. I was curious about that because, like, the other trailers we'll talk about, like Wolverine, I'm pretty sure that's pretty straightforward what type of game it will be, but Midnight Suns, I don't know.
Well, that
Will, there's some DC fandom stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah.
So the Batman, did you know they test screened the movie?
Oh, for
they
real?
Did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, it's a 3-hour cut right now.
Jeez, I'd watch this show.
And they said it's very horror-esque.
Oh.
And
I was hoping more neo noir.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. I don't. You know, they might exaggerate, but they said like
especially since it's Riddler and not Scarecrow.
Yeah, but they just said the Riddler's like super like horrific in his kills and stuff, which
might be like a crime thriller type. Like, was that one movie? 7, I think.
Well, yeah, everyone wants it to be like 7 or Saw.
Oh, are you talking about the multiple personality movies we watched, Ash?
No. 7's like, it's about
Brad Pitt.
He's the villain. It's got Brad and Morgan Freeman, I think. It's about this guy that does a series of like 7 murders.
Gwyneth Paltrow's head is in a box.
Yeah. It's about, well, that's just spoiled the end of the.
Sorry. What's in the box? I'll tell you what's in the box.
What's in the box?
All right.
Head.
So then we got the first look at the Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom stealth suit.
Stealth suit. They had to quickly calm down the internet to say it's not, like, the new suit.
Okay, Jason Momoa did that poorly. James Wan fixed it.
Yeah, he was like, new movie, new suit. And everyone's like, oh, but the old one, even though Geller hates the old one.
Doesn't fit. I don't like the meshing of two styles, like with the goofy comic suit with Just Jason Momoa
looks
is like
a regular goober.
Into your style.
All right, guys, are you ready for this? We're into the Marvel news.
Okay.
Since we last recorded, the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer came out.
Wait, we haven't talked. Yeah, we've talked about it. Have we not?
Did we not talk about it?
No, it came out after we recorded.
Oh, you're right. We were speculating about it as
we said recording. If it came out while we were recording, we would talk about it.
Come out
and
that.
Watch it live, but it came out after.
It came out like at 9 o'clock that night.
It was late at night, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I woke up to it and showed the kids, so
we haven't talked about it yet. Okay, that's a lot to unpack.
So the world knows, like following, you know, Far From Home. The MJ and Peter romance is there.
Mm-hmm.
But do we just want to get right into the Doctor Strange messing up the timeline because Peter kept talking? Or the multiverse?
Well, people were speculating that Matt Murdock was in it, but I think an IMAX trailer
showed the full shot, and it's not Matt Murdock.
Well, even with that, Matt Murdock doesn't have that gut. There was a gut to the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, all of them said they are, but yeah, Charlie Cox,
I'm okay with that, honestly, about. Because, like, I feel like he would have been outshadowed by the other Spider-Man.
I would not have minded, and like, a cool cameo,
Goblin
though.
And
yeah, I'd rather him show up in the She-Hulk show, because that makes more sense.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's just a perfect opportunity to slip in. And also, Daredevil Spider-Man team-ups are just,
I agree that. I would love to see that.
They're always good, but with the whole
that's definitely one of my favorite Spider-Man the Animated Series episodes.
Yeah, I would have definitely preferred a Daredevil Spider-Man team-up movie than a multiverse movie, not gonna lie.
So then we got, we're getting the return of Alfred Molina's Doc Ock, which was beautiful, with the Hello, Peter.
Yeah, but he's de-aged, and I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
I don't know, it's just like...
Why don't you like
it? Like, de-aging Alfred Molina.
Well, you couldn't even tell.
It's the MCU version.
Dude, you could tell. He looked plastic.
What?
He looks plastic.
Fine. He didn't. I think
he looked like he showered.
Yeah. His hair's really
curly. Looks like he showered.
It looks like he's fresh out of the shower.
Like, I don't think you need to de-age him.
His hair looked way curlier than it did in the, like, Spider-Man 2. So,
I think he should have went full bowl cut with it. Full comic book bowl cut.
Full goofy bowl cut.
Yeah.
Then we got, the Green Goblin Willem Dafoe laugh with the pumpkin bomb.
I'm so glad, dude. It's been so long since we've had live-action Green Goblin.
Do you guys think we're going to get Green Goblin with the suit and the helmet? Or, like,
I hope
not. Okay, so they were playing with this design in the first movie of Spider-Man, of a more comic-accurate one with the nice, like, cloth hood that he'd wear, like the hat. I think they might try and go for that style.
Literally, I just think you just put a purple hood over the original look.
That's,
like, that's really all you need.
I know a lot of people don't like that armor, but I really like the armor, and I think all it needs is, like, all the purple cloaks and hoods and all that.
I like the armor, too, but I would also like a more classic comic look.
At the same time, though, I don't want them to change it too much, because, like, it's the Raimi Goblin. You can have the MCU Goblin if you eventually do that more comic booky, but this is the Raimi Goblin. I don't want them to change it too much.
Definitely would be cool to see, like, green, like, makeup and stuff on his face, though.
Well, he has a goblin face.
But yeah, the goblin face thing.
Like, Defoe has a goblin face. Handsome man, but...
Like, they literally... That was such a missed opportunity. It was, like, what the... Like, such a facial actor like Defoe is.
Yeah.
And then they just, like, put a helmet over it.
I like how you can see his mouth move and his eyes through the mask, though. Like, you know how there's the mouthpiece in the Green Goblin?
It's like a xenomorph.
Yeah, you can, like, see his mouth moving. There's other, you know, like... Because the two most obvious confirmed villains from that trailer, like Will said... Are Otto and Norman like
and Electro?
Right, and even though you don't see him, you just see lightning.
And then
we can get into the more speculatory things where Thomas Hayden Church, we kind of see sand shoot up, so people are like, "Is that Sandman?" We kind of see it.
Far From Home.
Means Mephisto confirmed.
Oh, wait, and then there was a Devil in Disguise sign in the background in the film, so Spider-Man is Mephisto.
There's
confirmed.
The lizard that we think we might have seen.
It's either lizard or Venom. It's speculation still.
Oh, lizard. I would not want that.
I want lizard.
Yeah.
As long as they bring him in a Venom.
And then
the other thing I wanted to talk about with this trailer is
Mephisto.
Wong just dipping out. Like he does. Wong has dipped out of every crisis. And now we learn... Sorry, I'm getting a little bit ahead, so spoiler. It's because he's fighting Abomination in cage matches.
It's almost like they're, like, buddies. Like, we're not going to talk about it yet, but, like, you know, they're, like, it's like he's training him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do we almost know for sure that that's the reason
Wong's parole officer.
Does Shang-Chi and Spider-Man take place at
that's
the same
what I'm
time?
Saying. Like, is
that, we know for cage matches. That's it. That's it. That's all we know.
If you want to talk about the Mephisto thing, because like the people are bringing that up because there is a very famous Spider-Man story, One More Day, I think it's called,
which is what they're adapting.
Yeah, and he does make a deal with.
It's also considered one of the worst stories outside of Clone Saga, so I don't know why they did that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Mephisto makes sense if you want to bring him in for, like, Doctor Strange 2, and I guess if you want to set him up in this by having him pretend to be Doctor Strange, I guess, but at that point, like we've been talking about it, there's too much going on then.
I love how people's like, it's Mephisto, did you see how he didn't listen and he just winked at Peter? And I'm like, you mean like how he didn't listen and read all the books and the Book of Ashanti and all that? Like his normal characteristics? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we talk about the What If episodes, but Strange is kind of just stuck up.
And yeah.
He likes to push the limit when it comes to magic.
So, Venom Let There Be Carnage has been delayed to October 15th.
You mean it's been pushed forward to October 1st?
Yeah.
I just looked it up. They changed it again. It almost got pushed to 2022.
Because Shang-Chi actually did pretty good at the box. Obviously, they pushed it to October 1st now. So, they moved it forward.
That's great.
No, like, I just Googled it. It says 15th.
Oh, dude, I will show you right now. Venom. This is so...
So do you guys think Sandman's going to show up or no?
He was in Far From Home.
I think 3 Raimi villains would be a little overkill.
Yeah, but
like, you're right. October 1st.
Yeah, I'd say
it's a 50-50 shot of Sandman showing
up. You have to, okay, then we'll just...
It looked like the lightning was pushing the Sandman.
We'll just sit here right now and form what we think the Sinister Six is going to be in the movie.
Okay. Goblin right. and Hawk, obviously.
And Electro. We know those Goblin, three are... Hawk, okay, Electro. So fill in your other three.
Do we think Mysterio's coming back?
There has to be at least one Holland villain. It's either Mysterio or Vulture.
I think there should be 2 Holland villains.
I think... I agree
with
you.
What about Vulture and Scorpion?
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't
they
know if
Scorpion at the end of the first one.
Well, they tease Scorpion, so I feel like Scorpion's going to show up eventually.
Yeah. Before we discuss, let's just name our picks.
Who we think or who we want.
Fill in your extra 3 that we know aren't confirmed yet.
So who I think, I honestly think it's going to be Vulture, Scorpion, and... for the third one, maybe the Lizard. Maybe.
I'm with Geller. That exact lineup.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It's either, for me, it's that same lineup, but either Vulture or Mysterio. Depending on, I don't know. I don't know if they should bring Mysterio back.
I think they should because I don't feel like his story's finished yet.
I feel like that was a pretty good wrap up. Like,
right,
he had
but
the
like,
last laugh even after he died, and I feel like he did die.
But like, it proves that like he Quentin Beck might be dead, but like Mysterio's like a group, so you can always bring him back pretty easily. Because like he unplugs the hard drive.
It would go from the Sinister 6 to the Sinister 20.
I don't know. I think it's Mysterio, Sandman, and Lizard are the other 3.
Okay.
Okay.
I know we're gonna see Vulture again in Morbius. I know we'll see that because
I would like to see at least Scorpion.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go, Will.
Sony renames their Sony Pictures Universe of Marvel characters.
Here we go.
AKA the SPUMC.
Yep.
To Sony's Spider-Man universe. So
it's SSU.
That's a terrible name because it's the Sony Spider-Man universe, but except Spider-Man is not in the universe.
Yes.
Spider-Man villains
universe. It's the Venom universe at this point because he's basically the main character.
Just call it Throwing Sandwiches.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good name for him.
Amy Pascal.
Sandwich
Sandwiches. Yeah.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever star Letitia Wright was hospitalized in Boston after suffering minor injury while filming.
Who does
this happened while filming a scene with Dominique Thorne, a.k.a. Ironheart, at MIT, the college. But she's doing fine now.
Or is Ironheart going to be, like, in the movie?
I hope it's a cameo.
I hope it's... this.
Wakanda Forever is a show, not the movie.
Wakanda Forever is the movie.
That's Black
the
Panther movie. 2.
They're making a show to explore Wakanda and then a Black Panther 2.
I don't think there's been a show announced.
No,
I think there has been a Black Panther. There has been a show, I think. But I don't. I definitely.
Wakanda Forever is the
show. The title is definitely Wakanda Forever for the movie. Which, in my opinion, is a bad title.
Yeah.
It's real generic.
They're just trying to go for, like, honoring Chadwick.
Which is great. Like,
that's good.
Do I want the sequel to just be 2 hours of honoring Chadwick? Not really, because it needs to advance the story. Yeah. I don't know how they're going to do it, Though we've seen set pictures where like there's like a memorial for
I think they should spend a good chunk in the first act doing the whole
like picking the new Black Panther.
Yeah, picking or just you know, just honoring, you know, Chadwick. Like,
you know what I would love?
You don't want name trying to
what?
I would love for Buck, and even it doesn't have to be in this movie. I just want this to happen eventually. I want Bucky to get like a comic accurate looking White Wolf outfit. Or at least, like, looking, like, sort of like an MCU Black Panther. Well,
especially
outfit,
after, like,
white.
Falcon got his own thing, so.
Yeah, like,
I mean, they had Everett Ross in the first.
Okay, guys, I figured it out.
White guy of this movie.
Just like how Razor Fist is the token white guy in Shang-Chi. Yeah.
Exactly.
Guys, I figured it out.
What?
So Wakanda Forever is the movie, but there is a show in the works that is unnamed, headed by Ryan Coogler with most of the stars to explore Wakanda.
Okay, that makes more sense.
What was I going to say? I don't want them to digitally insert Chadwick. I think that'd be bad. I don't think you should Paul Walker him.
So, Stargirl cast members Neil Hopkins, who plays Sportsmaster, and Joy Omonsky, who plays Tigress, have been upgraded to series regulars. Disney Plus is... I put that in Marvel by accident. That was DC. So Disney Plus is releasing a werewolf-centric special, most likely in regards to Werewolf by Night.
Oh, yeah.
The name was originally owned by Jack Russell, but later adopted by Jake Gomez. They're currently looking for someone Latino, male in his 30s, to star in the Halloween special, which is eyeing to begin production in early 2022. So my guess is Jake Gomez.
Is Werewolf by Night different from Man-Wolf?
Yeah.
Okay, because Man-Wolf is John Jameson.
Yeah,
okay.
All right, guys, Star Wars The Bad Batch renewed for season 2.
I don't know. Will? No, will. I don't know. We'll talk about it. Is it time to talk about it?
Not yet.
Okay.
Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Sorry, I missed this. PG-13.
Okay, a lot of people have said this is new news, but I feel like I've known it for a while.
I thought it was R-rated.
No,
it should be R-rated.
It should be, and I hope
it's stupid that they're making.
They should make an R-rated cut of it.
PG-13. Do you know why I'm okay with this?
Carnage is a serial killer.
Carnage was terrifying in the cartoons.
Good job, Sony.
Didn't find in PG-13.
What'd you say?
Carnage, one, they've upped what you can do in PG-13 as far as gore. But, he was terrified in the cartoons when we first learned about.
Like that was the cartoon version. We've yet to see like a fully like live action cartoon, whatever, like R rated version of him. And if there's any time to do that, it's now.
True.
I don't know. I mean, you're right. He doesn't have to be rated R, but like, it's kind of in his nature.
It's Carnage the serial killer.
Yeah, it'd be fun to see him just let loose and just go completely balls to the walls with the gore.
Yeah.
Balls literally to the walls.
I mean, remember him sticking that tongue down that cop's throat in the trailer?
I want to be grossed out watching Carnage do his thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to feel like I'm going to throw up.
I want to be like, ooh, tentacle.
Disney news.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Harry loves that.
You guys ready for the Disney news?
What's up?
The Lion King prequel, following the lives of Mufasa and Scar, has casted Aaron Pierre as young Mufasa and Kelvin Harrison Jr. as young Scar.
Yeah, because the last live-action Lion King movie made like $1 billion.
Yeah, but what about the critic?
I don't know. They said it was okay.
Cobra Kai renewed for season 5.
I still need to finish season 1.
I need to finish.
It's a very good show, but
I feel like I should watch all the Karate Kid movies first, so I haven't gone through season 2 yet.
So there's going to be a dramatic version of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, just called Bel-Air.
What?
And they casted
reboot?
Yeah. It's called they casted Jabari Banks, who's going to be mentored by Will Smith. The character of Will.
I thought they were already doing like a Fresh Prince like reboot.
They did the reunion on HBO Max, but this is like a dramatic reboot. It's weird.
That'd be like if they made a gritty reboot of Friends.
Yeah.
That'd be something.
So, Avatar Studios will use CG animation, but won't release content for some years as they are still building a team.
Who's this for? I'm sorry.
Avatar Studios. I don't like that they're using CG.
Oh, they're doing CG and not doing hand-drawn cartoon?
Yeah.
Wait, for what?
Avatar Studios.
For their content in Avatar Studios?
No.
Not the Netflix
CG
stuff.
Always sucks. Anytime you do a CG show, it only worked in Iron Man Armored Adventures.
Yeah, Clone Wars was pretty good.
I guess Clone Wars too, but Clone Wars has a specific style. But
honestly, the Netflix Transformers was pretty bomb.
That's true.
Still, Avatar should be 2D.
But this is Avatar Studios. Is this like the non-Netflix thing, or is this the Netflix thing?
This is Avatar Studios is their own thing run by Nickelodeon.
Okay.
And Michael DiMartino, the creators.
So the Avatar Studios will be a continuation, but the Netflix thing is just a remake of the show, but live action?
Correct.
Okay.
Jeez.
So then Netflix's Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie has been delayed to 2022.
Rip.
Supposed to be the big finale for that show.
Will, I didn't tell you, but we're thinking about doing that for Halloween this year.
Turtles?
Yeah, I'm going to be, Geller's going to be Raph. I'm going to be Casey. Jacob's going to be, Andrew's going to be Mikey.
Becky is Leo. And Caleb's Donnie.
Mm-hmm. And Asher is Splinter. Or April.
Or April.
He could be Splinter or April.
can I join?
Or Ratmaster.
Yeah, do you want to be Shredder or Krang?
I want to be Krang.
Okay.
I want to be Krang so bad.
Or Bebop.
I'll be Shredder, but I'll just taping a bunch of knives to my hands.
That was also an idea for Asher to just tape a bunch of sharp objects to his body.
Discount baby.
Yeah,
that's Shredder. A good idea.
Yeah.
That's right.
Be like, hey, Asher, can you hand me my car keys? Yeah. Oh, my bad, man.
I'm more worried about him stabbing himself.
No, they'll be facing away from me.
So Asher will be like, I got an itch on my head.
Yeah, I'll be Krang for you guys. I'll do it.
Cool.
I'll even, like, work on the body.
Yeah,
get one of those suits.
You're going to go to the gym? When you said you're going to work on the body, I thought you were going to go to the gym. You're going to get into Krang shape.
Wait. We'll be in Florida in October, Asher and I, so how will that work?
I'll take a flight out.
Yeah, just for me, April. Big booby April.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Asher, I'll go with you.
I'll just tape some balloons to my chest.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, here's the depressing news time. Three actors died. Three.
Dang it.
Name
Michael Nader, who played the first villain, Nicholas Pike, on The Flash in the 1990s, died at the age of 76.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew that guy.
Michael Kenneth Williams died of overdosing at 54.
Should I be saluting right now?
No, this is the one that hurts the most, guys.
I know who you're going to say.
Ed Asner.
Yep. Carl Fredrickson.
Ed Asner's known for Vern in Animaniacs, Grumps and Bonkers, Hoggish Greedley in Captain Planet, Roland Dagger in Batman the Animated Series, Hudson in Gargoyles, J. Jonah Jameson in Spider-Man the Animated Series, Granny Goodness in the DCAU, Ben Parker in Spectacular Spider-Man, Kit Nelson in Young Justice, Carl Fredrickson Up, and he played Santa Claus.
An elf.
I knew him.
And
he died at 91.
Didn't the Up TV show just come out when he passed away?
The what?
The Up TV show.
Oh, yeah, Doug Days.
Yeah, Doug Days.
Yeah.
It, like, came out the day after he passed away.
Oh.
But that one actually hurt because Animaniacs I love. Hudson was one of my favorite characters in Gargoyles. Granny Goodness, J. Jonah Jameson. Ben Parker, Kent Nelson, Carl.
Santa.
Like, Santa. That dude's been a big part of everything I've watched and grown up with.
He's in heaven.
He is. God's got a special place for that man in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Matrix 4, or Matrix Resurrection. Did we watch the trailer?
I watched the trailer.
I have not.
I did, too.
Because Will had to specifically send me a video telling me that I need to watch the trailer.
I didn't send you a video. I told... Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, you sent me a video. And, Will, I was going to say let's do it at the same time, our reaction, but we're probably not on the same page. I was going to do, like, a little Keanu, like, a little, whoa.
Actually, Keanu looks like he's going to do bomb in this.
Keanu is – we are living the Keanu-sance, the renaissance of Keanu, the second coming of Keanu. Like I told you, I've only seen the first one because I'm told after that, just stop.
I remember watching all three and hating it because it was best. It messed with my mind a lot and made me question too much.
Yo, Lawrence Fishburne looks a little different.
Well, because that's Yahya Abdul-Mateen.
Yeah, I know. He's been has Fishburne been working out?
You want to know something bad?
What?
They didn't tell Fishburne they were making this.
Seriously,
they never approached him.
Dude, Fishburne was like the biggest fan of the Matrix during the entire
Morpheus thing. So they just got Yaya.
I wanted to say Morpheus, but I'm like, I'm gonna say Morbius. And I'm gonna say Michael Morbius. But,
like the cast, guys.
Yeah.
Jonathan Groff.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Patrick Harris is
Keanu in Reeves.
He plays Keanu's therapist or Neo.
Yaya Abdul-Mateen II. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, if I can remember from what happened in Matrix Revolutions, I don't know. Both Neo and Trinity kind of die. So, I don't know. And he's taking blue pills.
I noticed that. I was like, oh.
Taking blue pills to stay sedated so he doesn't realize he's the one. But then he takes a red pill, I think, and then he realizes he's the one again, and he does kung fu with Yaya.
Interesting.
Yep, and pushes him.
Yeah, and Trinity and Neo don't remember each other. No agents.
They have that, like, have we met before moment?
No Agent Smith, sadly, but I know he died, but, you know, maybe. I think there's a new villain that he's, like, the guy at the end of the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to watch this trailer.
So, are you guys ready for the video game news? Because I actually have a lot for once.
Yeah, we do have a lot. Let's have
Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga released
tonight.
The full gameplay trailer.
Yes, and the game doesn't come out till what, like start of next year?
Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge adds April O'Neil as a playable character.
You mean Asher?
Yes. Okay, this is where it gets crazy, guys. Spider-Man 2.
Yeah,
trailer. Kraven the Hunter and Venom. Miles and Peter teaming up.
And Peter has the robo arms now.
He has the Iron Spider arms, yeah.
Spider arms.
How beautiful was that trailer?
It was very good.
Amazing.
It's sad that it doesn't come out for another 2 years instead of one. It's
sad that I don't even get to play.
It's sad that none of us have a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Oh, but I have a brother that does, so.
Yeah, a PS5, though?
No.
It's PS5
exclusive, boy.
It's PS5 exclusive.
I think they're
I'll get a job at
PlayStation. We're all just going to chip in to get a PlayStation so we can be Wolverine and Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the next one. Spider-Man. Or Wolverine. How cool was that? That we're getting a Wolverine game from Insomniac.
Yeah, especially Insomniac. I wonder if it's going to be open world or if it's going to be a linear thing.
Oh,
I'd like that they're finally creating a little universe.
How do you open world, though, with Wolverine? Like, just running up and down the streets? Like, because you can't...
Okay. So here's how you do it to me. You can travel to three places. Xavier's Mansion. Canada. Or Japan.
I want a freaking Red Dead Redemption style Wolverine.
Wait, what was your third place?
Japan, because that's a big part of his story.
What's the mutant island called?
Your island.
Yeah, what about there?
He really doesn't go much. That's more Professor X and Moira McTaggart and Banshee.
Tell me some mutants you want some boss battles with for Logan to fight.
Juggernaut.
I want this to be a Weapon X story, so I want Omega Red. I want Sabretooth. I want him to cross paths with Silver Fox and Maverick.
So what about if you want him to go to Japan, is he fighting Silver Samurai?
Yes.
I would like Silver Samurai in Japan.
Okay, Viper?
Madam Viper, no.
Okay.
You have more than one in Japan, though?
Did you say Lady Deathstrike?
I did not, but I do want that.
Okay.
But I would like this to kind of be like a Weapon X type of story, though.
One of his skins was naked.
That too.
Yeah.
No. If it was like through time, you know, like he's in feudal Japan.
Yeah.
Fighting like an old base Silver Samurai type.
Ghosts of Tsushima type of thing.
Like the story works linearly in a location sense because it's like flashing forward through time, right?
Did you see
it's about the sins of his past catching up with him.
Did you see the Hulk teaser in the trailer?
The Hulk teaser?
Yeah, in the Wolverine trailer.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Because, you know, of course, Wolverine's first appearance was in a Hulk comic.
Fighting Hulk, yeah.
Yeah, and in the trailer, you know how he's at a bar?
Yeah.
License plate's on the wall. The license plate reads Hulk, and then the number is the first issue of when he appears.
So that'd be
a Hulk boss battle.
All right,
Keller and Harrison, this one's for you guys.
Ooh.
Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake.
Is it for us, though? Because at first, until Geller corrected me, I thought it was a PlayStation exclusive.
Because I think it's going to be at first, and then for whatever reason, they're releasing it on Xbox and PC after.
PlayStation and PC.
Oh.
Because it was
either way, it's cool we're getting a remake and getting more Revan.
PlayStation exclusive. It's not like Sony owns Star Wars.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't know. But it was at the PlayStation like conference yesterday, and like Geller and I said, if it comes to Xbox, I'm putting so many hours into this game.
Same.
I'd like to try it. I don't think I'll
because like I grew up a bit old. Like I was too young when the original one came out. I think we were like 5.
So we were about the Force Unleashed generation.
Yeah, we were not Knights of the Old, but people are
Force Unleashed.
Can we talk about outside of the Phantom Menace? The Force Unleashed is the only other time that you can use Force Dash.
Yeah, you're right. Knights of the Old Republic is kind of like an RPG, right?
Yeah. It is. You create your own Jedi.
Yeah.
Or just whatever character. Because you can be like a smuggler and other stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, you can be a bounty hunter, smuggler, trooper.
Because like, they made a Knights of the Old Republic online like in the early 2010s. They made because it was like two separate things. I know that
I remember watching that on
yeah,
the that video game channel you could watch. It also had Ninja Warrior on it.
Like, I know that one's a super RPG, like, full-on RPG, and I'm like, I feel like Knights of the Old Republic's, like, kind of an RPG. Like, as much of an RPG as, like, Destiny or... Or, The Witcher is.
Okay. So, alrighty, do we want to hit Marvel's What If first?
We can do Midnight Suns. We haven't talked about Midnight Suns.
Real quick, I was just about to say something about Midnight Suns. Caleb showed me the gameplay trailer a minute ago while we were talking. It is a turn-based card game.
It's a turn-based
card game? Yeah, I know.
It's a turn-based card
game? You couldn't hear me at first, but when he showed me, I was like, are you serious?
You have Uno.
Oh, my God.
You know what's worse? Is I'm watching this, and I'm like, this is kind of neat, I guess. And then Enter Sandman starts playing, and I go, oh, I'm into this. I'm so into this.
The trailer is insane. And now it's a turn-based card game.
Guys, all the you play a turn-based card game, but Enter Sandman is playing in the background.
And you have Robbie Reyes, Ghost Rider, Wolverine, Blade, all these guys on the roster.
I have to look this up myself.
Turn-based card game.
Imagine, like, if in the reveal trailer just cuts to that. Like Enter Sandman still playing, then it just cuts to cards shuffling. Everyone watching the trailer is like, yeah!
I was so excited for this game too. Oh my god, that sucks.
That reminds me of this game thing that I saw like fairly recently. It was back during the summer of this like Wizards with Guns game. It looked like
you mean Harry Potter?
No. They have wands.
Wizard 101 went hard.
Wizards with guns, and it's just magical guns, I guess. But the trailer was so cool. I thought it was like an animated series. And I was like, this looks awesome. I'd watch this. Then it's just some little, like, 2D running around, like, game. I was like,
you ever think how fast the Harry Potter saga would be over if they had guns, though?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Just guns. Cap Voldemort?
Yeah, guns would beat it in an instant. Like, they can't, like, they have to literally say their spell. Wands are so inefficient.
Guys.
They would be way faster.
What's up?
Midnight Suns is literally just a little bit more of an open world Marvel Strike Force that I play on my phone.
See, like,
of course it is.
I was when I watched the trailer, I almost got like Ultimate Alliance vibes, and I'm like, I could do another Ultimate Alliance.
Same.
But no
fun for you.
Yeah, that's
all right. So
I would be upset if we weren't getting Spider-Man and Wolverine, but now that we're getting those, I'm like, okay. Anyway, yeah, let's talk about Marvel's What If. Two episodes to talk about: Doctor Strange and Zombies.
Okay, one, I don't remember him being that in love with Christine Palmer.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Different universe, I guess. He was never that in love with her. This is...
Like, they hint that they had, like, feelings for each other, and maybe they had a relationship in the past.
Like, I knew there was chemistry and there was some romance, but not like that.
No.
They were full on together till the end.
I think they had a past relationship.
Right.
They were a little... It was probably during that period in their life when she died.
So what did you guys think of this one? I didn't like it at first, but after my second watch, I got really into it.
I think this episode still holds up as being the best one.
I was going to say, is it your favorite?
It's still my favorite. The zombies one's probably number two, but this...
My favorite's still number three when Hank went for the Avengers.
I think my favorite's still that one too, Will.
That's probably number three for me.
Just because I think the shrinking characters are so underrated, but they're seriously the most dangerous heroes in there.
Go up Thanos' butt.
And that's why Zombie Hank is the reason why Captain America...
See, that would not work. Ant-Man would get just crushed.
We could have a whole debate about this if he goes big inside Thanos.
We're not doing the butt Thanos.
Thanos' rectum is
strong. Why aren't we getting a what-if episode, though?
Rectum dang near killed him.
Man would just get crushed.
Then let's get a 10-second episode.
Poop out.
Let's get a 10-second episode of him trying to do that. And him
all right, so Doctor Strange turned into Dark Doctor Strange trying to reset the past.
Yeah, I guess he did, didn't
he? It was a phenomenal episode. I love how deep and...
It was very, like, it was the most different Marvel thing.
It was so good.
Episode 3 on, like, the episodes are finally good.
That was the biggest thing I loved about it, is there was no over-reliance on the juvenile...
Literally, episodes 3, 4, and 5, like, the past 3 have gotten all end with just, like, the universe ending.
Yeah, but well, I mean, like, Loki, episode 5 was a little bit.
Episode 3 ends with, like, Loki taking over the world because the Avengers are dead. Episode 4 takes, like, literally Doctor Strange
kills... Which, I love how he does it at the UN.
Yeah, he does it at the... And then episode 5 ends with zombie Thanos, which, you know, that's not good.
Okay, my question for that one is, how do we think Thanos got zombified?
I was going to say, I saw a meme where it was like, what mother effer bit that guy?
Wouldn't you think that if... Obsidian and Maw aren't responding. Did he just go down to Earth to investigate in Wakanda? Like, why was he in Wakanda?
Well, okay. We have zombie Iron Man and, like, zombie Doctor Strange. Did he have the Time Stone yet? Did he get that?
Maybe.
I couldn't remember.
Can we just appreciate him taking down Maw and Obsidian? Like, that quick. Maw just gone.
Yeah, the zombies, yeah.
I'm like, Infinity War, that's all it would have taken.
This is, if we want to talk about the zombie episode, we're jumping around. I mean, we both, there's not a lot to talk about the Doctor Strange episode besides it being dark
it's,
and good.
It's amazing.
It's great.
Great fight and great animation.
That version of Doctor Strange is going
to... I hope he returns. I want him to return.
Well, he's going to. Have you seen the other trailers and stuff?
Does he team up with the Multiverse Avengers? Or
I think he forms them.
Okay. So this is something that, yes, was said in the Mr. Sunday Movies video about the Marvel Zombies, but it's something I thought, because I'm a fan of the Marvel Zombies comic. I wasn't, like, as happy, besides Wanda, I think, was the only one that, like, retained, like, almost her memory and powers. All the other, like Captain America zombie went out real quick. He wasn't really nothing. Like, the Marvel zombies, like, they're intelligent. They can speak. They still have, like, their abilities, but they're just zombies.
Yeah.
Like, this, it was, like, a zombie Iron Man's no different from a normal zombie.
Yeah.
Like, why was this MCU Spider-Man better than what we keep getting? Like, what the heck?
Pulsers and fly and operate, but he wasn't, like, intelligent. No. He wasn't Tony. One callback I did like that they had from the comics was T'Challa missing a leg and being a food source, like how they did in the comics. But yeah, in the comics it was Pym, but in the live action it was Vision.
Dude, in Marvel, in the comic zombies thing, Spider-Man, like actual non-zombie Spider-Man, has the most gruesome death. Basically, okay, so Sandman, like, zombie Spider-Man attacks Sandman, right?
Uh-huh.
And Sandman's pretty shaken up from there. He's like, yo, what was that?
Did he just go inside him and just...
Yeah, he sees regular Spider-Man, and he's so terrified that, you know, of all these years of fighting, he was he went inside Spider-Man through his, like, mouth and nose.
Yeah.
Entire, like, bloated him up and just burst out of him.
I think I've seen that.
And there's a Spider-Man sitting there with, like, his bottom jaw missing, just sand pouring out of his body, ribs sticking out. It is, like, the most gruesome comic panel I've seen without showing any gore.
So, this gave us the best MCU Spider-Man yet, where he actually was vulnerable.
Did I mention
Uncle Ben?
Did I send you that thing with the Spider-Man fans when he references Uncle Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, no, that was... I mean, you're right. It was literally the first time they've said the words Uncle Ben in the MCU.
And it was in an alternate universe.
Yeah. I liked the
Uncle Ben only exists in that universe.
I think I liked the fun little zombie how to survive video that Spider-Man makes.
It felt very Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Yeah, some characters were a little too happy-go-lucky, jokey. Like
Scott Lang was good, right?
Scott was fine, but I'm talking about, like, with Happy going like blam blam as he's getting dragged away by a zombie.
Blam blam. Like,
seriously.
Honestly, you know what this reminded me of?
Zombieland.
Dang, you're quick.
Yeah, but I mean, the zombie video that Peter made was very zombie.
Woody Harrelson in that video, just in that or in that episode.
Would he be Carnage or
just Woody Harrelson? It's just
Tallahassee.
It's just Columbus. Oh yeah, Tallahassee. That's what.
All right, so guys, we're already 47 minutes in. Let's get into our main topic.
Well, we have two main topics. We have Shang-Chi and
Bad Batch. I don't think Bad Batch will take long.
No, but I have one big rant I want to say.
Do you want to hold your echo pop as you talk about this?
First, let's talk about the first episode, which was, like, one of, in my opinion, the best Star Wars movies.
An hour and a half episode. It was very good. That could have been just a mini movie.
I watched that about 5 times.
Yeah. My favorite Bad Batch member, I think, had a pretty good arc in that series.
I'll go last about my favorite.
Okay.
Mine's going to take a minute.
I think Crosshair was treated very good. I'd like to see him return in the second season.
Now, I am a Wrecker guy. I liked that they played with him getting a little dumber and degrading because of the bomb in his head.
Who knew
he did? I noticed that from going from Clone Wars to Episode 1 to that episode where he was really going bad. I liked the returning of some characters like Rex.
Yes.
Yeah, Rex
was good. I could have done without Trace and Rafa, but oh well.
Why did they bring back Trace
and Rafa? Like, they were probably one of the worst arcs of the Clone Wars as a whole. I don't know why they had to bring them back, even for an episode.
Dude, but Captain Hauser, Chad clone.
He had a good arc.
The Ryloth arc was good. The first episode was good.
Did you like Cid?
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, I didn't like Cid.
That arc brought the show down, because it was just, do this.
It was the whole show.
Like, we want to see a show about a clone commando squad on the run from an empire. I don't want to see them on goofy little side missions being bossed around by Grandma Boss.
They kind of tried to go Mandalorian with it, him just doing, they were like bounty hunters.
Hold up, did you just call out her Grandma Boss? Because I love that.
Grandma Trandoshan.
Trash-doshan.
Don't Trandoshans, like, eat each other?
They hunt other people, remember? They kidnap people, put them on there.
I remember that arc, because it was, like, really shocking when they just sniped the little girl.
Yeah.
All right.
Notions are evil.
Galler.
All right, well, let's get started. So, Echo is by far the best character of the whole group. Mance has been around for almost the entirety of the Clone Wars since Season 2. Started off as a failing shiny group, ended up, you know, going to the Rishi Moon. Most of his squad died. Him and
ARC Troopers was great.
ARC Troopers was a good episode.
Yep. And then, yeah, they ended up getting through, like, the Battle of Kamino. Him and Fives get promoted to be ARC Troopers. Then, obviously, the Citadel mission, where, you know, Echo gets blown up, loses a bunch of body parts, is then held by the Separatists for years, is sort of like a
intelligence.
Like an intelligence counter to the Republic, gets rescued and all that. So, joins the Bad Batch, and is completely ignored through the entirety of the show.
He really is.
They just treat him like a footnote, like he's not the best character in the entire show.
His best moment was when he acted like a droid and commanded the droids, and that's sad to say.
And they had, like, one slight moment of showing his PTSD when he wakes up and sees all the medical equipment. He's like, ugh, I don't like medical equipment. Like, he was completely ignored through the entirety of the show, which was definitely my biggest problem with it. I hate how they treated him.
Now, if I were to write the show differently, I would have Echo more, but I would make Omega less of a problem and more of a dead mother, since she has the most knowledge about the clones and the medical side of everything.
I would have Echo co-leading the group with Hunter. For experience and character, he deserves it.
And I still think he should have had the hand print reprinted on his.
I feel like his armor could have literally looked like a NASCAR with just bumper stickers and paint.
I feel like the problem was
Fives, none of that.
The problem was since Tech was also like a techie guy, they were like, they couldn't find something for Echo to do.
They should have just done away with Tech. Boring.
Tech's his favorite.
Boring.
He's my second favorite because he reminds me of Reed Richards and Donatello.
Why is Wrecker your favorite? He's the most annoying.
Wrecker?
He just has a series of catchphrases, and he just says, I'm going to blow stuff up. And I'm like, that's not a character.
Awesome. You know why I like Wrecker?
Why? Because he's dumb.
Because when you get the dumb brutes, they're angry at everything. But this one had a heart. The way he cared for Omega, the way he took care of her, the way he trained her with the bomb. That's what I liked. He was a dumb brute, but he was a dumb brute with a heart, and it was different, and it was refreshing. And his armor was freaking sick.
Oh, yeah, his armor was beautiful. Well,
is that a good justification?
Bad Batch?
I have not watched anything past the first episode.
First episode's all you need to watch.
First few episodes, I don't know.
Watch the arc with Rex in it, too. That one's not bad. That one's pretty
good.
The season finale was pretty underwhelming. The season finale.
Oh, yeah.
It was just them walking through, like, a...
Yeah, I think Echo had maybe two lines of dialogue in the last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so underwhelming.
This is, like, they did, I don't need, like, a big final battle at the end of the season, but literally the season finale was just them walking through a destroyed building.
Yeah.
Underwater. Like,
and then, like, okay, and then the whole argument between Crosshair and Hunter, it just felt like two teenagers.
I liked Crosshair's save of Omega at the end.
Yeah.
But then he didn't join them. He still went off with the Empire.
Still being an edgy teenager. Yeah,
which is weird.
Can we just talk about, he's like, my ship was destroyed a long time ago. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, so, like, you really believe this stuff.
But, like, literally the Empire gives two craps about him. Like, yeah. they tried to kill him multiple times.
He doesn't care. He's being an angsty teenager at this point.
Good soldiers follow orders.
But good men question them.
I wish they had a little bit more of Saw Gerrera, too.
I like how no one's favorite character is Hunter.
No, Hunter's boring. Underwhelming.
Oh, the Cad Bane appearance was cool, too.
The Cad Bane was full Clint Eastwood spaghetti western, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, I would have liked to see more of that.
Yeah, Cad Bane's always great to see.
And then, I know Geller didn't like it, but I did like the fight between him and Fennec Shand.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Fennec Shand should have lasted that long.
Stood a chance. She's a sharpshooter. Uh-huh. She's not a fighter.
No. She shouldn't have lasted that long against him.
That's what she said.
Okay, so...
Is that it?
I'm hoping season 2 is better.
I was going to say, any hopes for season 2 that you want to say? Don't just say Echo be a character.
Echo be better. Use Echo. He's the best.
Truthfully?
He's better.
Now, what returning character would you like to see from Clone Wars?
Rex.
Besides Rex. That hasn't appeared yet.
Ahsoka.
Vader.
Cody.
Vader. Yeah, I loved the episode where they saved Gregor.
I want to see
Wolf. I want to see Wolf.
Yeah.
And then I don't want any Jedi, to be honest. Except for that, I was hoping Cal Kestis episode, but he was too young, I guess.
Do you want Boba?
Yes, honestly. I don't see why.
I want Boba. And I want Imbo.
I wonder if we're going to get that deleted Clone Wars episode where Boba and Cad Bane have a duel.
I hope we get to see that at some point.
I want to know why there's a nutshot in his armor. There's
a nutshot in Boba Fett's armor?
Yes, if you look at his armor, it's dented like someone tried to shoot him there, but duel it didn't work.
Typically happen because
he has the dents or something.
Cad Bane has a metal plate in his head.
Oh, I thought Cad Bane dies from that duel. I didn't think he survives.
Well, I mean, he had a metal plate in his head in the Bad Batch, so I think he survived.
Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi in The Legend of the Ten Rings.
I honestly didn't have many problems with it. I thought it was cool. Great.
Personally, the best action and action cinematography in any Marvel movie.
Are we just going to jump into it? Spoiler.
Spoilers, go for
it. Might as well, why not?
Spoilers, okay. Asher, what'd you like about it?
I mean, I love the style. Visually, it was really good. Of all the normal CGI fests we get in Marvel, like third act, like big battle scenes, it was the most aesthetically pleasing.
Big kaiju battle.
I'm always a sucker for Asian or these Eastern themed visuals and stuff. So.
Hentai.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm with you,
Asher. They're always so beautiful and just neat and.
Yeah, my favorite little thing for some reason was those little lion creature things.
Background.
I thought those things just looked so.
The big ones.
Yeah, the big ones. I wanted to pet it, dude. It was so cool. I was like, jeez.
Did you like Norris? Or Morris.
That is kind of creepy.
Dude,
a chicken with wings and no head. He's a chicken pig with no head.
Everyone's crapping on Trevor, but I like the use of Trevor.
Dude, I love
him. He brought it back and did him well.
Yeah, I love that Morris went up to him. I'm acting Morris when he's playing dead.
This is a performance.
You're real. Like, I'm so
glad they kept that out of the marketing.
What?
Like that Forever. Trevor's in it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was a good surprise. I was actually shocked. I thought they were just going to...
I thought it was going to be a quick cameo, but then he's just in, like, the second half of the movie.
Yeah. Oh, Morris knows how to get there.
Yeah.
Oh, also, Wenwu was an amazing villain.
He was a pretty good villain.
Top five MCU villains.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of aggravated me with him, though, is that he crapped on the name Mandarin and didn't use it, and it's like, why not? Just use it.
Yeah, I mean, he's not the Mandarin, I guess. Like, we just... Like, he's just someone that has the Ten Rings name Wenwu.
But he is, because in All Hail the King, the short, the one-shot, he says, the gun is pointed at Trevor's head and says, he's mad at you because you stole his name. You stole his identity and used it for drama. It was okay for
me that they didn't call him the Mandarin.
It made sense really for the character. Yeah. I mean, the Mandarin is
king. My issue wasn't that they didn't call him Mandarin. It was that he crapped on the name.
Yeah, I really don't care, honestly.
The first 5 minutes was so good when it just showed Wenwu conquering everything with the rings. Yeah. Like, I thought, like, you know, when I found out that the rings were all just going to do the same thing, I thought that was dumb. But just how they did the fight choreography with the rings, I thought was really cool.
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, like, it was like going through water.
Doing, like martial arts and stuff.
Can we talk about how this man should make an Avatar The Last Airbender movie and it'd be perfect?
Definitely.
The director's very good. He's made a lot of like artsy films that are really good.
Can we talk about how Shang-Chi's mom was literally just an airbender?
Yeah, well, just everyone from that place was, I was talking to my friend, he was like, why didn't they do Fing Fang Foom? Like, I don't know. There's a perfect opportunity to do Fing Fang Foom.
The director said, I remember reading an interview saying he wanted to save it for a future thing.
I mean,
wasn't that what they were talking about in the post-credit scene? Like, the Ten Rings were summoning something?
I was going to say, with the...
Yeah.
It might be summoning the Makugan, like, people, or dragons. Makugan? I said Makugan.
Dude, I loved playing Bakugan as a kid.
But is Fing Fang Foom a Makugan? Makugan? I don't know.
Let me check.
Because, like, it is... Like, the original creators of the rings are dragons. Like, they're an alien race of dragons. That's awesome. I think that's Fing Fang Foom.
Fing Fang Foom is a Makluan.
Okay, so yeah, so maybe he'll come in for the second one to get the rings back.
Maybe. Also, can we talk about how Bruce Banner is back to normal?
Yeah, but he has the cast.
He still has the cast and stuff.
I think it's something's going to happen where he rages out into the Hulk. It's something's going to fix it.
But yeah, they didn't really explain how he unfessor Hulk.
Yeah,
he's going to be in She-Hulk.
He's going to be in She-Hulk.
I mean, I'm not complaining, but there has to be a narrative reason for it, because it seemed like that was like the culmination of it.
So, Geller, you said you had no problems with this movie at all.
Not really, no.
Not even Carol showing up.
Oh, yeah, well, obviously. But that was just a post-credit scene. Trevor was kind of annoying, but that was whatever. I didn't really bother me all that much.
I feel like the final fight went on a bit too long.
I was fine with it.
Third act dragged.
Yeah,
it was entertaining, though. It was all good.
I liked the first half more. Like, the bus, like, in my opinion, the action peaked with, like, the bus
scene. Oh, wait, I think it
peaked in the tower fight.
Yeah, with him and Death Dealer.
That was what I was going to say. I do have one problem, is that Death Dealer was incredibly underutilized.
Well, yeah, he doesn't say a word, dies.
Yeah, he did the typical super cool, doesn't say anything, dies.
Razor Fist had more of a character.
I wish they would.
I'm not going to lie. Razor Fist, when he put on the Dragon Blade, I screamed, heck yeah, let's go.
Why?
Will's got cool. Will's got Razor Fist like banners in his room, and it's one of his favorite characters. He just never wanted to say anything.
No, I just thought it was cool that he grabbed the dragon blade and he was ready to fight with that. I'm like, dude, let's go.
It did feel a little corny at points, like the whole "we need to work together" thing. Like, they kind of played that whole thing for laughs, I guess. But
I mean, realistically, that was the most ideal thing to do. Is like, oh crap, something big is coming. We have to band together. We're all gonna die. Yeah,
it did like frustrate. It did frustrate. Like, I understand. Like,
I get you.
I understand Wenwu's like drive. Like, legitimately thought his wife was trapped there. But like, you know, I was like, Wenwu, stop, you idiot! It's not actually, you know, when he was trying to break her out, but it was just the big kaiju monster.
I don't know why he didn't just look up and see a bunch of demons flying out and then just stop and question, hey, and he's
like, no, they're holding
maybe
the wife
my
in
son's
there.
Right.
They're holding the wife in there. That's what they were doing.
Okay, here's a weird little, like, and I'm so sorry, it is so nitpicky. I wish they made Wenwu's costume green instead of the black. Just to at least hint at his character more.
I can understand that.
Like, it's not like it ruined the movie for me. It didn't affect the movie. It was just one of those, I wish they did that instead.
You know, it was a really good scene when it showed Winwoo taking little Shang-Chi to, like, watch him get revenge on the people. Ooh, that killed him.
That was a good scene.
Yeah. That was dark.
Why was that so late in the movie?
I know. Why did they show, like, his mom dying in, like, the last half hour of the movie? That should have been something that was way earlier.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the fact
that... Maybe it was the slow burn effect of
maybe
the relationship unfolding and... It didn't make sense.
That the flashbacks made sense for what we were learning about the characters.
Yeah, the pacing was really, really well done.
Also, when we were, like, yelling at Shang-Chi that, like, you know, you just stood there and watched them kill your mother. I'm like, what was he going to
do? He's 8 years old, dude.
Also, I appreciate that they didn't Mary Sue the women characters that his sister trained on her own after watching the guys.
I liked that. Yeah, I don't know about Awkwafina's character.
And Awkwafina basically said she's a prodigy, just doesn't apply to herself.
Yeah. I like how they're not dating, they're just friends.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
New dynamic.
One of my favorite lines is, your name is Shang-Chi and you chose Sean.
That'd be like if you were Michael and or whatever.
Mitchell.
Shang-Chi is such a good character, though.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him.
I'm excited to see him, like, interact with the rest of the Avengers.
Oh, definitely.
We don't know if he will, because it said the Ten Rings will return, not him.
That's true.
That had me dying at the end.
Well, they did say he was part of the club, so.
Yeah. I really.
I honestly was confused if he was an Avenger. Like, I had to look at accurate MCU's post.
I want to see his, like, fighting style compared to other Avengers' fighting styles in, like, a big action scene. Like, I want to
see him fight Bucky as the White Wolf, just even if it doesn't make any sense.
Like, I want to see him whoop. He should be able to whoop any, like, fighting person's ass, like, on the team.
Well, yeah,
like,
that's his whole
Captain
thing.
Marvel or something, but, like, if he fought Captain America even though he's not on the team anymore, he should kick his ass.
So that's the whole point of his character, though.
He's the best martial artist in the Marvel.
Or even if... He was fighting Winter Soldier Bucky.
I want to see him grab Iron Fist's neck and just snap it. Because I hate Iron Fist.
I don't think Iron Fist is
okay. Real quick, I'm not going to lie. When they showed teenage Shang-Chi.
Yeah, you thought of.
Like, that dude would make a good Zuko.
Yeah.
And looked at the name at the end, Dallas Liu, and I'm like, oh, he is Zuko.
Yep.
As far as the movie goes, I liked it. I hate it, but I liked it.
Have you seen the memes Andrew showed me where it's like
Free Guy?
Yeah, black white people's Black Panther, and it's just Free Guy. Like, what?
Black Panther goes Black people's Free Guy.
So all in all, it's a solid movie. Everyone should go see.
Yes, it deserves to be seen in theaters.
Yeah, it's one of the better origin. I'd say it's definitely one of the top origin movies.
Yes.
Like,
it was definitely really good. I just love kung fu movies, man.
Same. Yeah. Martial arts movies are just
and they amazing. Nailed the martial arts. This is the best action we've had in the Marvel.
I think it's the
I'm
best
not gonna lie, Asher.
In the Marvel.
I keep going to turn on Seven Samurai, and from Akira Kurosawa.
Yeah, of course.
And I keep going, and I looked at the time, and I went. Holy crap.
I still haven't finished Yojimbo yet.
Yeah, I haven't messed with it, though, so you can't.
I seen that on the HBO. When is this mother effort going to finish this? It's been here for, like, 3 months.
I started it in Colorado, and I still haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay, so...
We're down to the end of the show. Game of Thrones and
Yojimbo. So around the end of the show.
Yeah.
Which means suggestion time.
Suggestions, okay. This is going to be a long segment.
What are we saying? Show?
Yeah, recommend one of each, which is pretty...
Just a show and a movie?
And a comic.
Movie, TV, then book.
Movie, TV, then book, okay. Movie, I'll recommend to watch the original Matrix movie.
Okay.
Will, what's your movie?
Oh, wait, I want Asher to go next.
Asher, go next.
Well, I mean, I haven't really finished it, so I don't know if I can give a full good recommendation, but yeah, Yojimbo, I'd say.
Yeller?
So, old Akira Kurosawa.
For a movie, Transformers Dark of the Moon, because it's my favorite movie ever.
We'll do a Transformers episode one of these days.
Oh, yes, we will.
Well, we can do it when the new one comes out with the Beast Wars.
Beast
my movie is Major Pain.
Oh,
okay. Is that like an adult?
No, it's a hilarious comedy starring Damon Wayans, Sr.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite lines, there's a deaf guy, and he's yelling at him, and he goes, "Sir, he can't hear you, he's deaf." He goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Handicap Man." Kid thinks there's a monster in the closet, and he goes, "I got this." Starts shooting the closet. If you're there, you ain't happy no more.
Okay, TV show. I've recommended this TV show a million times, so I'll try to think of a different one, but I'd like to point out that I'm in the final season of Game of Thrones, and it's not as bad as everyone says it is.
Yet.
I'm just gonna, I'm halfway through it. There's three more episodes left. But everyone said the White Walker battle is, like, impossible to see because they said it's really dark. Like, people said, turn your brightness up. I could see everything that's going on, so everyone's blind. TV show. What's a TV show? What's a good Star Wars TV show?
Wait, let me go first so you don't steal mine.
Okay, go.
I'm just going to say Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Just watch the Clone Wars.
Wait. Question, Geller.
Yes.
Clone Wars, or Genndy Tartakovsky Clone Wars?
Of course, Clone Wars.
All of it.
Okay.
All of the above.
I'll say, you know what, Will? I'm not very good at this because I don't know it very well, but since Star Wars Visions is coming out, give me a good anime to recommend.
Give you a good anime?
Yeah.
Fairy Tale.
Okay, Fairy Tale.
Dragon Ball Super too.
I'll watch it. I'll watch some anime so I can have some anime experience before.
And you watch My Hero Academia, so there's that.
That's true, but I haven't watched that in a long ass time. Is that on Hulu?
Or any of the Dragon Balls?
Yeah, Hulu, and I can give you my Funimation.
I thought you were about to say Crunchyroll.
Funimation bought Crunchyroll.
You know what? If I have any anime questions, I'll just ask the weeaboo sitting on the couch.
Or you can text Michael. Michael's a big one.
Yeah, but this is a big weeaboo, too. He has ears and a tail.
Fuck you. Ears and tail.
All right, my TV show that I've been watching is The Tick.
You've been
got added to Hulu.
Not the cartoon. Okay.
Blue guy?
Yeah, I thought you meant the live-action show.
No, it got added to Hulu, the old
one. Wait, Caleb wants to recommend a movie.
Caleb, join in, bud.
Yeah, the 2008 Hulk. Best movie
ever. He thinks The Incredible Hulk is the best MCU movie.
The best?
The 2008 Hulk.
The best of all.
That's literally my least favorite one. That's hilarious.
MCU movie. I'm just saying.
Out of like Infinity War and Civil War.
It is my favorite. Yes.
Do you have a show, Caleb?
Everyone says they.
It's not bad. It's good.
Caleb, recommend an anime.
It's not awful. It's just going to be.
Just because it has a lot of hype right now, and the new season's coming out in the winter, definitely Attack on Titan.
Well, Attack on Titan's the best.
I thought Attack on Titan ended.
No. It's almost going to end.
Yeah, the season 4 split up into two sections, so the next section's coming out in the winter.
It's cool that Demon Slayer got saved.
I've never watched that.
I need to watch Tokyo Ghoul.
I need to watch Cowboy Bebop because they're making a live action Cowboy Bebop.
That's on my list.
I liked it, but I haven't.
They gotta stop trying to make anime into live action. I just don't think it works.
What do you mean the Dragon Ball movie was?
Okay, actually, there's gonna be real quick. This is news that I forgot. There's going to be a live action My Hero Academia movie.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
But wait, the director.
They already did that, bro. They made a freaking play for it.
The director has directed over 13 episodes of the show.
That says nothing, Will.
Yeah.
It means he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, but sometimes it just doesn't translate no matter what you do.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Anime is animation.
It's
like,
better when it's
you. You can't make a live action regular show. It's weird. You can't do it.
More
like, I don't know.
Geller, you'd play such a good what's the
muscle man?
Benson? Yeah.
He plays such a good muscle man.
You know who else shouldn't be made into live action?
Butt cheeks.
My mom.
Say butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks.
Dude, that's a good impression. What the heck?
Dude, I remember I was trying to perfect my Pops impression when Andrew and I were watching in our room.
Yeah, you should.
Did you suggest a TV show yet?
Your mom. I think I started watching The Witcher, actually.
Oh, there you go.
I guess I'll recommend that. I'm only on episode 3, though, so.
So, for books, what you guys got?
books. Reading is for nerds.
Who's the Bible? Reads?
The Bible.
Really? The Bible.
Like all the
start with John.
I F hard with John.
Ezekiel's pretty good too.
Yeah, Numbers.
Number. Romans.
Deuteronomy.
Skip Psalms. Psalms sucks.
Psalms was good back in the day, but looking back on it.
Romans is good.
Genesis is no.
What's your book? Goodness.
Book. I'll recommend Marvel Zombies if you enjoyed the episode. Read the comic. There's a few different comic book runs, but what's the one written by the guy that did Invincible and...
The original Marvel Zombies is written by Robert Kirkman, who did Walking Dead and Invincible.
Because he knows zombies.
I was looking that up. How did Vision get turned into a zombie? Because I was looking it up, and somehow...
Maybe it's a weird infection. I don't know.
Because I saw another...
I don't think anyone else has any books, which is okay.
No, do you, Asher?
Let me think of one.
I think the last comic I actually read was that Power Rangers Ninja Turtles crossover one, and I recommended that a while ago, so I'll recommend it again.
Caleb, you got anything?
It's a manga, but if you want to read it, it's really, really good. Got a good story. It's called Chainsaw Man.
Aren't they making a movie for that or something?
Yeah, they're making an anime.
Dude, it looks amazing. It's like super. It's like trippy horror stuff, right?
Yeah, it's like a dark fantasy horror. It's like the new mainstream genre that's being pushed along. So,
I don't remember what this whole line is called, but read the line about Black Adam in World War III. Great story.
Okay.
I forget what the whole story itself is called, but yeah, that one.
Yeah, okay. So, guys, I did a thing.
Yeah, okay, you did a thing.
You know how I normally suggest comic books?
Yeah.
I bought my first book in years.
What'd you buy?
Barnes & Noble.
What'd you buy?
No way.
I'm currently reading Avatar The Last Airbender, The Rise of Kyoshi.
Oh, okay, that makes more
sense. Kyoshi Warrior.
That was like an actual book.
Yeah, I thought you were actually
absolutely
reading.
Absolutely not.
It's not a comic, it's a book.
Yeah, but like...
Well, like an actual...
It's not like it's War and Peace.
Yeah. It's not like it's an Avatar fan fiction.
It's not like Little Woman.
Guys! It's just baby steps. Name the last time I read a book.
Next week it's going to be 50 Shades. No, next week it's going to be Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Where Red Fern Grows.
The Magic Tree House.
The Tintin novels.
Okay, fine. You know what? I also started reading Peter Pan, so...
Good.
There you go.
This guy.
Level 4. You your ER points are going to go off the chart. I have a quick little Thunderdome battle for you.
Ooh.
Neo versus Shang-Chi.
In the Matrix or out of the Matrix?
In the Matrix.
Shang-Chi, man.
Wait, I don't know. Neo would probably have to download Shang-Chi's moveset.
I was going to say, if he could download Shang-Chi's moveset.
That's a lot of moveset to download.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to break his hard drive. I don't know.
Does he have the 10 rings if he has the... I don't know. That'd be a good fight, though, inside the Matrix.
Oh, yeah, like
the,
yeah. But, I mean, Neo controls the Matrix.
That's what I'm saying, he's the one.
Yeah. If it was, like, a thing where Neo couldn't affect the outside surroundings or just his own personal powers, then I'd say it's pretty...
Like, Neo could literally just, like, freeze Shang.
Yeah, he just delete Shang.
Then I'm going to go with Neo.
Yeah, because, like, in theory, Neo is a god in the Matrix.
Yeah, but if it's just based on pure martial arts, I'd give to Sean.
Yeah, depends on where it is.
All right, that's a pretty good show for the week, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
I would, too.
Yeah. Do we have any ideas for next week?
Next What If episode?
No, I burped.
No, I burped. That's not a good topic, Will. Think of something else.
What is the next What If episode going to be?
I think it's either Party Thor... Killmonger Tony.
I'm very curious. They really advertised that. I want to see what's up with
that. I don't know. We'll find out.
Killmonger Tony.
Yeah, we'll come up with an episode.
Oh, my other show. I did not suggest a show, did I?
I don't know. Did you? I forget.
Well, it's a cooking competition called Supermarket Showdown.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
I also want to point out.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. I actually am keeping up with Titans still.
Yeah, I am, too. Even though I hate it, I still am, too.
It's Arkham Knight.
What do you mean it's Arkham Knight?
Joker's dead. Scarecrow is using Jason as a pawn. Oh, Barbara's back in the game without wanting to be.
You're right. It is Arkham Knight. Yo, I love Stoner Scarecrow. Anyway.
Yeah, what is up with that? It's hilarious.
Scarecrow?
Yeah, that's what he's like a pothead in the universe.
I gotta watch this.
I know you do. He's very chill.
Okay, my interest is
instead of fear gas, it's just pot now.
This gets him high.
Like, I kid you not, there's an episode, Asher, where Nightwing's trying to, like,
that's his
make
thing,
a deal with him, and he's just like, I'll give you the serum. Yeah, because you can get me some weed.
Scarecrow's like,
just have bad trips.
Scarecrow's like, I'll only give you evidence if you bring me pot. And so Dick brings him pot, and he just gets high because that's what he. Anyway, it's a long episode. I'm tired.
So I'm thinking next week we'll figure it out. We'll text.
Yeah, I'm thinking next week Asher will dance and we'll just cover money over him.
Right. Stay geeky.
Stay geeky.
Pretty sexy.
All
right. See you.
Adios, guys. I gotta eat. I'm hungry.
Wait, go get your food on.
Love you, Ashley. Love you, Gunner.
Bye.
Love you, Tatum.